This is Gene Montristelli, the editor at tappingqa.com. And it's great that we get excited about our goals, but sometimes we can get so excited about them that we put all of our hope and all of our stock in them that if it doesn't work out perfectly, even if it works out well but not perfectly, it can be absolutely devastating. And so today we're going to tap for continuing to be excited about our goals, but also putting it in perspective so that it carries the right amount of weight in our life. So to begin with, tap on the side of your hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we tap along, just tap from point to point in the order that makes the most sense for you. I'm really excited about this goal. I want it to happen so bad. Because I know how much better my life is going to be if I achieve this. It's something I've wanted for a really long time. It's something I think about a lot. It's something that sometimes even keeps me up at night thinking about. Because I'm so excited about it. But even though this is important, it's not my whole life. It's not everything. It's not all that I'm about. And even though having this will be really good, even though having this will make it a lot better, I give myself permission to be easy with myself, knowing that if I don't have this, or if I don't have this perfectly, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's not going to be the end of my life. It's not going to be the end of everything. I give myself permission to know that it's good to care, to know that it's good to want better, to know that it's good to put my energy into this and fight for this. And it's also important to know this isn't everything. This isn't my only thing. There's so much in me that wants this to happen, but I can also keep it in perspective. I can strive for greatness. I can strive for this goal. And I can strive to keep it in balance. To know that this is good. To know that it's great. And to know it's not my everything.